He's a professor of educational leadership and policy studies at Cal State Sacramento and author of the blog Cloaking Inequities. Welcome to Busted Pencils, our activist blogger of the week, Dr. Julian Vasquez-Heleg. Julian, why did you start the blog?
The reason why I started the blog was because academics, you know, the ivory tower, it's very rare for our work to be available to the general public, because when we publish peer-reviewed scholarship, it goes into journals, and those journals are behind subscription paywalls. So when I was originally thinking about, you know, doing this blog, I was doing it because as an academic, you know, a PhD from Stanford and, you know, having been at the University of Texas for 8 years and now at California State, I was really concerned that my research wasn't getting to parents and policymakers and community folks and other stakeholders. So I felt that we as academics, we haven't historically made our work readily available to the public. And there's that saying, there's that old saying, if it's not on the internet, it doesn't exist, right?
You're right. Whether it's behind a paywall or not, I'm also concerned about who's actually reading the stuff I put in those journals. And so the same reason I started taking the blogging too, and now this format here, the radio, is to say, you know, we have important things to say, and the academic journal has its place. However, if people really want to listen.
And I don't think it's an or proposition.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually an and proposition. I just received an email from a colleague saying just very simply, wow, you're getting a lot of stuff done. And the reason why he said that was because we also now have a podcast called Truth for America. It's now on iTunes. It's on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube. So not only are we bringing research, you know, through the blogosphere, we also have our own podcast called Truth for America that focuses on conversations around Teach for America. And then just, you know, talking about your point about who reads those articles, at ARA last year, and ARA is the big, you know,
that's the American Educational Research Association, for the listener out there.
Right. And so this is the big education conference that happens every year. 18,000, 19,000 people attend this conference. Well, last year at ARA, there was a session I attended, and they said the average peer-reviewed journal article is read by 10 people. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, some of the really famous ones on critical race theory, or, you know, Gloria Ladson Billings or Pedro Nogueira or Linda Darling Hammond or, you know, these folks, their articles, of course, are read by many, many more people. But the average paper is read by 10 people. And so, really, if you look at my early, early blog posts back in 2012, the blog didn't look like it looks now with embedded YouTubes and embedded podcasts. You know, in those days, I would have an abstract of a paper, and then I would talk a little bit about the paper, and then I'd have a picture of the journal cover, and that was about it, right? And so even my blogging has evolved past, you know, to do lots of other things. But that was my original thinking behind the blog, was making this work more accessible, because a lot of the publishers, they'll restrict your peer-reviewed articles that if it's not on your own website, other people cannot host the PDF on their website. So if it's not an open access journal like EPAA or Critical Education or one of the others.
Every blog has to have a unique name. And so you've got yours, Cloaking Inequity. cloakinginequity.com. But where does the title come from?
It actually comes from the idea in critical race theory of camouflage, which is that in policy, the inequities are actually hidden in the policies. They're camouflaged, and then the equity concerns are sort of ameliorated. So that's why, you know, I write about charter schools, I write about high-stakes testing, I write about Teach for America, I write about standards, I write about Common Core. I do some work on higher education access, and the main thrust is how these policies hide inequities while cloaking the conversations in wrapping them in civil rights discourse, and sort of revealing that many of these policies that we're talking about, whether it be, for example, school vouchers, and they're always talking about how school vouchers will help African-American kids, and they have in Milwaukee, et cetera. Well, one of the most recent articles out of Arizona shows that the vouchers are actually helping rich, wealthy folks send their kids to private schools. Or the latest study out of Louisiana that said that black kids that attend voucher schools are actually doing worse than those that attend the public schools, right? So, but there's this constant theme in the public discourse from neoliberal forces and the University of Arkansas and all the money that they have from the Walton Foundation and other places, driving this theme that these policies, these neoliberal policies, are about civil rights. And so what I try to do is uncloak those inequities that are hidden in those policies and not allow them to be swathed with themes of civil rights.
You are definitely doing that with that work. And Jed, you're sitting there thinking, man, he said it all.
He said it all. No, that's really beautiful.
For the listener, it's cloakinginequity.com. Dr. Julian Vasquez-Heleg, thank you so much for being on the show.
Julian, keep busting those pencils.